Want more stories in your life without adding to your TBR? That's where Audible comes in. I use it for the original novellas, the Plus catalog like Gianna Rayburn's Veronica Speedwell series, and those audiobook sales that you can beat. Right now, Audible has a special offer for new and returning members. Click the link in the show notes to see what deal you'll get and start listening today. Hi, Allie. Welcome to the What's Your Next podcast.
Hey, thank you so much for having me.
So happy to have you here. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, my name is Allie, and I am a high heat contemporary romance author with a little bit into the darkish, not quite, but darkish. For my day job, I do a lot of content and copywriting, and Willing Prey is my debut novel.
I love this. I was telling Yumsreak, it's the perfect season to read this book or listen to this book because it's a little bit, it's darker, but it's not the dark of trauma. It's the dark of survival and exploring things, exploring things that are just basically that we may have. And it's an awakening that you have. And it's kind of like a fun because there's a touch of what it'll feel like, a touch of horror of being chased and being like running in the woods and you just don't know what's going to happen. But there's also the safety of being in a romance where we know the characters are going to be alive.
Yes. Yeah. And be happy and in life.
Not a guarantee. There's going to be a happily ever after, but they're going to be alive. They're going to make
it through. They will. They will survive till the end of the book, I swear.
Yeah, they're going to survive, which I think it's comforting for someone who maybe is diving into more of the darker tones in that area. This might be like a good bridge book. Talk to us about Willing Prey.
Okay, so Willing Prey is basically, for anyone who isn't familiar with the concept of the story, it is we have a 40-year-old lawyer who is experiencing a midlife kinkaway. His name is Shane. And he has discovered he has this interest in this kink primal play, which in his case, it would involve like hunting someone through the woods, like sexually. And he is very obsessed with trying this. And he is very obsessed with trying it with his coworker's ex-wife, Claire. Claire is in need of money to pay off her student loan debts. So Shane's, let's make this simple. I'm a lawyer. We're going to draw up a contract. This is going to be a business arrangement. I get to chase you through the woods for 30 days in exchange for $30,000. And then they do that, and it's supposed to be business. But of course, because it's a romance novel, they fall in love along the way, and they have to sort out their feelings and kind of navigate. How do we go from this was just supposed to be a transactional relationship with an expiration date on it to making this like a full-time relationship, like a real relationship?
Yeah, it takes the idea where we like the fake date is a marriage convenience idea.
Yes.
We're not going to catch feelings, that trope, but it's in a darker tone, in a kink place that is safe. And it gives you the idea, like, we're here for a contract. Essentially, the ideal marriage convenience. We're here for a contract. We're trying to get the money. And then you realize, holy crap, we have feelings. But even at the beginning, you start realizing, no, there might be something here. Like, we start off with Claire just coming to the house. We're not sure what is happening. This is, like, the first chapter. And then within 10%, we see, oh, no, there's a click. I think these are perfect match to each other.
Yeah.
Which is exciting for the reader to know, like, we can root for them. And it's going to be a fun ride. What did you do so far from the beginning?
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
No, that was what was really fun to write was Shane's character. Because I have such a soft spot in romance for, like, male-female pairings. When you have, like, maybe the male character, who, because of, like, toxic masculinity, he hasn't gotten to explore this emotional side of himself. And he's kind of had to always be reserved and maybe wasn't super confident, like, sharing his emotions. And he's also never stopped and, like, really sat with his feelings and thought, what do I think about this? So he has all these feelings towards Claire and he just takes them straight to sexual because he just hasn't worked through his emotions enough to feel like, oh, I also do like her as a person, too. Like, I do, like, there is a romantic relationship here, too. So his character was really fun to write as he kind of, like, he's having a kink awakening, but he's also having a getting in touch with his emotions and his softer side awakening as he goes, which was really fun.
Yeah, it's kind of, like, fun. I was, like, I always, like, end up, it's a red flag in real life, but an obsessed hero.
Yes.
Who's, I'm going to find everything I know about this lady that I have sort of intrigued. And then I'm going to go and show up in, like, the stalker light tendencies.
Yeah, exactly. You're like, how can I make this? It's in real life, we would be like, oh no, this is boundary crossing. This isn't good. But I was like, but can we make it kind of cute? Like in here, like we're gonna look the other way and make it kind of sweet. Like
Yeah,
it's.
so the red flags are there, and yet I'm like, well, I'm here for it. It's friction.
Yes, exactly.
So Ali, talk to us about like the writing process, because this originally was self-published and then it just got picked up by a traditional publisher. What was the process like? Because obviously self-publishing is basically building your own business and sharing your work, and then transitioning over to, hey, this is actually going to get picked up by a publisher, and it's going to have all this other extra stuff that you may not have thought of the beginning. We're not ready for it.
No, it was a really just a neat experience to get to see both sides of it. And going forward, I do hope to be like hybrid, like a foot in each. And starting with the self-publishing was really fun because I got to do everything myself in terms of editing, formatting, and like the original cover. Like I made that. And so it was just a very fun experience. And I originally, when I started, I hadn't thought about traditional publishing as an option for it. Just because I do like the hands-onness of self-publishing is what I'm gonna do, and I'm gonna learn. And because it was first out, I was like, I'm gonna learn how to market, because you don't expect to come out of and things like you have to learn things. It's like anything else, you learn by doing. And I was like, oh, I'm gonna figure out how to market and find my readership, and it's going to be fun. And then as I got going, it was wonderful because readers got really excited for it. And as readers got excited for it, it got a little bit more traction. And that's how I organically met my agent, was just like through readers, like recommended it. She's like, oh, this is really fun. Would you ever want to try taking this trot? And I was like, okay, sure, let's try it. It wasn't something I had planned on, but I really like her. She's lovely. And it sounded exciting. And so we were like, let's give this a whirl. And then we took it out and Berkeley picked it up. And I am always nervous of every single new thing, like being on the podcast, like doing anything. And so I was super nervous like going into that, but the transition of taking it from being an indie book and expanding it and now going into the trad side has been really great. It's been just as exciting, just as fun, and something that was really neat about it that I just hadn't considered it being like a possibility, was how much fun it is to have other people like excited about your book with you. When you're indie, like you have a community of like authors helping you, but we're working together on separate projects like towards our same goal. So it was like it was just very different to now be like, oh, there's like a graphic designer working on my book's cover and all. So it was just really neat to just meet new people and see them be excited about this project too.
Yeah, I am excited for the book finding new readers and to discover it, which is kind of like a neat thing about it. But I love the idea of going to transition, going to build it on your own, and then be like, well, maybe some other, like, I can have an assistant and have other people waiting for it and seeing the success and growing and having a career. But I was very excited too when I got the pitch for this book. I was like, well, this is interesting. I haven't seen this kind of book traditional published. And I was like, oh, this is exciting. And then when I read, I was like, oh, this is perfect for what we need. And especially when it's getting published, when it's getting traditional published, which is in the fall, where we're trying to do like spooky season and like thrillers and dark chills. And I think this is a good kind of like fall book. I know we look at the cozy and the Gilmore Girls, but sometimes we just need a little darker space. And so talk to us about your reading taste. Like you kind of, what kind of books do you tend to gravitate?
Oh gosh, I read across every single genre, but my favorite are romance and horror. I think just because I like the extremes of emotions, and romance, you have a lot of the extremes of, oh, this is like the high, like everyone's in love. And like, even if it's a dark romance, you know, you're getting a happy ending. Like, they're gonna end up happy together. And it's just, I don't know, all these big feelings. And then I love horror for the same reason, because like, we have big feelings, but they are terrified feelings, and everyone may not be okay at the end. So I think I just really like the way they're very similar in some ways, but also opposites.
Yeah, I love this idea of seeing those books in some way reflected. When I was like reading, I was like, oh, it has the chasing, it has the space, but the romance for it, as I said at the beginning, it makes you feel like, oh, they're gonna be alive. You're gonna have
Exactly.
big feelings, but they're gonna be alive. Well, in horror, we don't know. We cannot get too attached to the characters because they may just be unalive.
Yeah, you're like, I don't want to like you too much because I don't know where you're going.
No. So, talk to us about some book recommendations. Like, which ones do you recommend our listeners to pick up after reading *Will and Pray* and waiting for your next release, where they can try out, you
Okay.
know?
Well, some ones I have to recommend, and now they are like tonally, some of them are different from Willing Prey. Like, As I tie in aspects, I think it'll make sense. You could stop me if it doesn't make sense. One of the ones I had mentioned to you before was Little Deaths by Nenia Campbell. And that is an erotic romance, but it does have a happy ending, which isn't a spoiler because you know you're getting the happy ending going in. But it is a lot darker. You've got DubCon, you've got non-con, and you've also got an ex-horror actress who she's in her 40s, which I love. That was one of the things I really wanted to do with Willing Prey, was like bring in these characters who are like 35 and up. And give like us middle-aged people like some excitement. Let us have some representation there. And that's something I really love about this book, as you have this, she's an ex-horror actress and she is just so done with Hollywood and everything they've put her through as a woman there. And so when these creepy kind of weird things start happening to her, she's very, how can I come out ahead of this? I am going to make the best of this and survive the situation. I don't want to give away spoilers, but it's very thriller. It's fast-paced all the way, beginning to end. Perfect spooky season read.
Oh my gosh, I am so excited for this one so much. Because I was like, I need a little bit. I am delving into horror. I've been dabbling into, after reading romance for almost 10 years, like exclusively, and then I was like, no, I need to, the husband needs to do it. Reading the popcorn thrillers, the mysteries, the Agatha Christie's. And so I need, and now I'm like, oh, maybe I can dive into horror, like dive into a little bit more in that place. Because I do, even though most of my reading it looks like rom-coms and like fun things, I actually like the darker tones to the darker romance to explore things that I normally wouldn't work. Like again, the red flags galore, and I'm like, okay, but I'm here for it. Oh, and you kill someone on the side; it's not a big
So
deal.
you're like, it's okay, because it's fiction. Like, we're gonna go
It's
with
fiction.
it.
It's okay.
Yes. No, I think that is what's so fun too, and something I really love about like romance and dark romance is you see that full range. Like, you can go from like baby red flags to like, okay, you've got Shane who's watching Claire in the coffee shop. It's like, oh, that's boundary crossing, but it's not really scary. To like these ones who were like, I have put a tracker in your car and I'm following you everywhere you go. So I just love how you get that full range depending on what you read in the genre.
Yes, awesome. So, Allie, tell us where you can find your lie.
Oh, you can find me online at allieoleander.me is my website, and that's probably the best way because it links you to every other possible thing. I'm also allie.oleander at Instagram and Threads and on TikTok, but I am never on TikTok because it scares me.
It is okay. It's okay. Thank you, Ali, for being on the show.
No, thank you so much for having me. It was so great to chat with you.
Thanks for joining me on this episode of the Watch Read Next podcast. If you enjoy our bookish conversations and want more recommendations, don't forget to subscribe so you never miss an episode. Also, head on over to the Watch Read Next blog for a list of books mentioned in today's show. Happy reading! Are you an author, publisher, or book-related business looking to reach passionate readers? What to Read Next podcast is a perfect place to connect with an engaged audience of romance and mystery lovers who are always on the hunt for their next great read. Now, we're offering sponsorship opportunities. Whether you're launching a new book, promoting an upcoming release, showcasing a bookish product or services, we can help you get the word out. Let's work together to bring your books or businesses to readers who are ready to discover something new. Please visit whatyourreadnextblog.com/sponsorships to learn more or reach out to chat about the perfect sponsorship or package for you. Thank you much for listening. Your next great reader is waiting for you.